On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
It's a Monday kind of thing. How are you doing? I am Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. My name has been carefully placed into the title. Pretty good, huh? I have carefully selected only the finest meats to appear in your submarine sandwich today, so enjoy, sit back, relax, I'll take it from here. I wonder if submarine sandwiches were named after the actual sandwiches that people who worked on a submarine ate for lunch. I don't think so. I don't think that's where it came from. If they did, then it doesn't make sense. I like going to Subway. Not the thing underground, the train, but I'm talking about where they have the submarines. Submarines. I like going to Subway because I like to piss off the guy behind the counter. There's a Subway near where I live. Again, not the train, the sandwich thing. And he's from India, and he doesn't speak English well, and he's a real cranky son of a bitch. He doesn't smile. It's like I'm bothering him, you know, whenever I walk in there, it's like, oh shit, another customer. I hate this. You know, it's that kind of guy. And he doesn't say much. He just grumbles, you know, and the first thing he asked me is, what kind of bread do I want? And here I just fuck with him. I just say, I like the, Greek, arpeggio. This is all we don't have. Give me the Parmesan wheat ensemble. We don't have it. What do you? All right, give me wheat. Give me wheat. And then you order. It's like a turkey thing. And then we get to the part where he asks what vegetables I want to put on it. First he says, "Are you heated? You want that heated?" I said, "No, I don't. I don't want it heated. I want it heated to about maybe 96 degrees. Nothing hotter than that, though. Just so the cheese melts, but the pickles stay cold. Can you do that?" Actually, we're going to finish pain in the ass. Then we get to the vegetable part. This is where I really put them away. What do you want? What vegetables do you want? Give me the olives, like 9 of them. What? 9 olives, not more than that, not less. I'm very specific on my submarine requirements. Too many olives and it just spoils the taste. Too little, it's not enough. So 9 of them, please. Anything else? Yeah, pickles. Give me the pickles, but only the thin slice ones. I don't like the thick ones. Give me really thin. Go through them and make sure they're thin. And 8 of those, no more than 8, please, because I like one more olive than I do pickles, because that's the exact right way to make this turkey club. What else do you want on the club? Give me lettuce. I want a I want the lobster. We don't have lobster. Oh, all right, forget it then. And I walk out. It's oh, you idiot. And the only time he gets excited is when I walk out. And I do it every time. And sometimes I'll wear different disguises, like a hat, you know, or something, or glasses. And he doesn't know who I am until I order the sub. Oh, no, not you again. He hates it when I ask for the vegetables. Oh, my God. He just, wow. Or I make believe I never get it right. Yeah, give me the olives, pickles, lettuce, a little bit of onions. Oh, wait a minute. No, not the onion. Take the onions off. Give me tomato. Tomato, but take the pickles off. Take the pickles off. One more pickle. One more pickle, please. Give me the onion sauce. But no, not too much. Oh no, you have to start again. That's too much. Oh, get out of the store. Jesus Christ. I love fucking with them. You know, the motto for Subway is eat fresh, but somehow all the meats are just sitting out there like they were before. I don't quite understand how fresh can this be. If you're really Subway, you know, you want to eat fresh, you know, I'll have the turkey sandwich. I'll wait here while you go out in the back and slaughter a turkey, please. We already got them sliced up here in the bin. No, that's not fresh. Sorry, look at your motto. Doesn't working for me. Go slaughter a turkey. I'll wait. That's right. Yeah, lettuce? Hey, go out and pick it. Go on. No, not. I don't mean pick it in the sense that you want more or higher wages. Go get a head of lettuce from the garden in the back. And tomatoes have to be perfectly ripe, you know, fresh off the vine, please. Because you said eat fresh, so let's go here. Mayonnaise? No, I don't want it from a jar. What the hell you think I am? It says eat fresh. I want freshly made mayonnaise. Let's have them whip them up in the back. Get some eggs. Whip them up. Let's go. I drive him nuts. To the point where I think he wants to go back to India. Whew. India is overpopulated. Have you noticed that? That's why there's so many people who move here, because they kind of have to. There's just no more room in India. There is. It's horrible there. In India, either you're a telemarketer or a doctor. Nothing in between. There's nothing in between. Nothing in between. Anyway, that's my little semi-racist jokes. That's it. That's it. All right, welcome to the program. It is Monday, the beginning of the week. A lot of people get depressed about the Monday, you know, oh, here, let's start another week, it's a work week, let's start Monday. I got to tell you, here's your barometer whether you have a happy life or not. And I don't want to depress you right off the bat, because you're probably depressed already, you know, it's not like I just automatically got depressed. You've been depressed for a long time, and it is automatic, and that's because it's the beginning of the week. And if you don't like your job, if you get up in the morning and go, oh, it's Monday, a whole work week, then you're doing it wrong. And it's not necessarily your job, it's you. It's never them, it's always you. When someone wants to break up with you, you know, we're not getting along. No, it's not you, it's me. No, it's really you. It really is you. They're just trying to be kind so that you don't turn around and hit them or slap them or stab them or something. That's the only reason they're telling you that it's them and it's not you. It is you. And you know it's you. There's no question about it. It's the beginning of the work week. Oh, no, not again. Not another one. Yeah, this is going to happen a lot. So let's face it. There are two things you can do. You can change your job if you hate doing it so much. There are plenty of jobs available, apparently. That's what they tell me. I don't know. And the other thing you can do is just make the job that you have a little bit more cheery somehow. You know, just start doing things within your job that make them a little bit happier. Like marijuana. I don't know. You're not supposed to do that either. I had a job once where they drug tested me. They put me in a room and they asked me all kinds of questions about drugs. but it wasn't the kind of drug test I expected. They said, do you know what CBD oil is? No, I don't. All right. Do you know what methadone is? No, I don't. Do you know oxycodone? Do you know what it is? I do. I've never had it, but I do know what it is. What kind of test is this? Oh, we're just testing your knowledge on what you know about drugs. That's all. What's the big deal? I told you it's a drug test. Didn't you study for it? Oh, my God. I thought that you were going to see if there are any drugs in my body. No, we don't care about that. We just want to know how proficient you are in that category. That's all. Oh, my God. Do you ever get a urine test? How often do you pee? Oh, like once every 3 minutes. What color is the best color for urine? I believe it's clear. Urine is a way of cleansing what part of the body? The entire body? In what area is the urine most collected? In the bladder? Fantastic. You've passed the urine test. Good job. Whoa, you got the job. Well, I thought you're going to make me pee into a cup or a bottle or something and analyze the contents of my urine. No, that's stupid. Why would I do that? Why do I want you to pee in a cup? That's disgusting. No, it's just to test your knowledge on urine, that's all. We just like people that know their stuff. Wow, I had that really wrong. Are you ready for the blood test? Yeah, I am now. All right, give me your arm. Wait a minute, I thought you were going to ask me questions about blood. No, we have to take blood out of you and see what your blood... No, what are you, crazy? This is very confusing. Did you ever study for a urine test? You're up all night? Oh, I got to pee in the morning into a cup. Oh, boy. How am I going to do this? How the hell am I going to do this? One job I would not want to have, well, there are actually quite a few jobs I wouldn't want to have, but one of them is the person that tests the urine. Good morning, Betty. We've got 50 containers of urine for you this morning. Happy Monday. And go to it, babe. Go to it. Anything you want to drink while you're doing your job testing the urine? Do you have any 7-Up or something like that? Or do you have any Mountain Dew? God, urine test. Imagine. All right, what do you do for a living? I test urine. Okay. I'm gotta go now. Goodbye. Yeah, sit at a table all day and I test urine. I don't know how they do that. I mean, when I pee in a cup at a doctor's office or at a lab or something, and I hand the cup to the receptionist, it's awkward. It's like, here. Thank you. What is going on here? I just peed in a cup and I gave it to you and you said thank you. What is this? Some kind of very strange pornographic activity we're doing here? It's weird. It's just weird. Here, before you get your blood drawn, could you just pee in this cup? I would for $50, and I'll do some other weird things for $100. Just pee in the cup, please. All right, if that's what you get off on, fine. Odd, but sure. And then they, you know, you give the cup to the receptionist lady, and she turns around, she goes, Amy, we got another one. And Amy has to open up the cup. I don't know what she does with it. Does she hold it up in the air near a light bulb and go, fine texture, rich, fine aroma. This is a good sample. Have you noticed that urine is just a sample? because sometimes I'll give you an entire meal. I mean, I got a whole beverage dispenser here. I haven't peed in a long time. Sample? Why stop there? I'll show you how prolific I am in this department. And then Amy's in the back. She's testing my urine. What are the results, Amy? Shut up. Just shut up. Imagine Amy going home, dealing with urine all day. Ugh, God. The other thing I wouldn't want to be is a gynecologist. In one sense, when guys kid around, they think, well, that'd be the greatest job in the world. No, it's not.
Dear, would you like to have sex tonight?
No, not really. I've seen enough. Seen them one, you've seen them all. No, thank you. I'm a little, how can I put it? I'm a little vagina'd out today. I can't do it. I don't think that's actually how that works, but it could be. I don't know. I don't know any gynecologists. Isn't it funny how you'd probably wanna know one? I don't know why. I wouldn't ask the person any question. I just want to be around one. What do you do for a living? I'm a gynecologist. All right, we have nothing to talk about. I just want to be near you. You're just different. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Wouldn't want to be the person that gives the colonoscopies, I'll tell you that. I would have some type of weird fascination when I'm driving to go through tunnels. I don't know what it would be, but somehow it would just infiltrate into my daily life. You know?
Yeah, I dropped my toothbrush in the toilet. Can you go in there and get it?
Why? Why me?
Well, you know, you're used to getting into things there, and just grab the toothbrush for me is all I'm saying.
That's weird. That's a weird thing. I'm just a gynecologist.
When doctors tell you that they have to do that little exam there, that proctology exam, you know, when you have your annual checkup, guys, you know, your doctor puts a little rubber glove on, latex, I think it is. You're allergic to latex? I'm not allergic to latex. And then they stick their finger in there just to poke around and see what's going on, see what's happening. I wonder if they feel strange doing that. I wonder if they, I don't know. It's an odd part of the job to go poking around in somebody's ass. It's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. But it's just an odd thing to do. I've said this on the show 1,000 times. At a point, I don't know if it's still true, dentists have the highest suicide rate, and my only supposition to that is because it is their job to stick their fingers in strangers' mouths all day. It's just, I don't think that's fun. I don't find it fun to be probed by a doctor. I don't enjoy opening my mouth and having strange people go inside. I don't like that. I don't think they like going in there. I don't know. I don't think they get a fascination out of that. How can you go kissing somebody after you've spent the whole day in somebody's mouth? It's enough with the mouth, okay? It's enough. If I kiss you, can it be on the shoulder? Because I've had enough with the mouth for today. Well, it's Monday, and that means we have to do our thing. And that's what I'm doing. No probing. Just silly talk. Talk about the things that we all go through that nobody really wants to talk about. Well, you found a home. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, my guest for today shall be joining us. But until that time arrives, there's this uncannily wonderful announcement that should help you figure things out.
Hello, I'm Dick Mulligan III, owner of Big Dick's Huge Sausage. My grandpa Richard Mulligan opened Big Dick's Huge Sausage back in the 50s with the intention of bringing local folks good food based around custom-crafted sausages made right here in our area. He wanted to be sure people got the most bang for their family buck by filling their bellies, and he wanted to do it maybe with a little bit of a wink, because back then, people could take a joke. Recently, it's been brought to my attention through Yelp reviews and Facebook posts and Twitters and Insta-whatevers that some people are offended by our name and some of our menu items and how we do business. So in the spirit of, well, not having to listen to that, we will be making some changes here at Big Dick's Huge Sausage. First off, we're changing the name. Big Dick's Huge Sausage is now Mulligan's Sausages and More. And that "and more" thing is because several people, including Patty CZU1754, felt the need to call out the fact that we also do hot dogs and burgers and fries and chicken sandwiches and onion rings, you know, like so many restaurants do, but apparently Patty CZU1754 and Mr. Twister 27, among others with a lot of free time, feel it's false advertising to only say sausages, so fine. We'll also be changing the name of some menu items. The Little Dick Hot Dog, which again is custom crafted for us by a butcher here in our area, will now just be called a hot dog on the kids' menu. Our Big Sack of Fries is now just a bag of french fries. And our best-selling hardwood-grilled 14-inch long hot Italian sausage, which you cannot get anywhere else around here, will no longer be called the Throat Buster, nor will a staff member offer to hold it for you while you eat it with no hands. And finally, and quite honestly, this is a change I should have made years ago, we will no longer dispense condiments like mayonnaise and mustard out of hollowed-out dildos. That was my dad's idea. He was not entirely right in the head. Mulligan Sausages and More, we're changing with the times. I hope to see you soon, unless your Patty sees you 1754.
Xavier X. Jernigan joins us now. He is indeed the head of cultural partnerships at Spotify, the voice of AI DJ. And he's joining us now to talk about, getting into a book in a different way, and that's the audio book kind of thing, which has just become incredibly popular recently. Isn't that true?
Yeah, we did a consumer survey of over 1,000 Americans nationwide,
yeah.
And that showed that people are turning to comfort listening. And what we mean by that is that 63% of our respondents, they listen for relaxation, and 51% listen for comfort. Those are the top emotions associated with audiobook listening. Plus, 41% of audiobook listeners prefer audiobooks because of the cognitive benefits, like improving their memory or keeping their minds active. And Ron, I know that's something I need. I can tell you too, young people, I'm talking about Gen Z and millennials, they lead in audiobook listening, with 72% of 18 to 34-year-olds listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because older people who've been around a longer are used to sitting down and reading a book. So this is different. What I love about it, and I discovered it, was when I'm driving in my car on short or especially long trips, I can't read a book in the car. That's absurd. So this is a way of actually getting through a book. It's great.
That's right. It's perfect for multitask listening. That's exactly what we found in our survey. We also found in that research that lots of people love listening while they travel.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly a third of audiobook listeners have listened to a book set in a location they were traveling to. So you can even set the stage and set the mood while you're driving to a particular location and have the audiobook be about the place where you're going.
Yeah.
I know for me, I work out pretty consistently. I can listen to an audiobook while I'm working out, while I'm on a plane, while I'm cooking. Thanksgiving is coming up, Ron. And I'm traveling to my home state, Florida, to hang with my mom, but I'm taking her to her home state, Alabama. She gifted me the book, Black Cake, by Charmaine Wilkerson for Christmas last year. I haven't had the time to sit down and read the physical book, but now I'm going to listen to it sitting next to her on the plane while we travel for Thanksgiving. And she's going to listen to it, too, because she bought herself the book It still hasn't fed it yet either.
Yeah.
So she's also going to listen to it. So it's perfect for those multitask minutes.
Interesting. Here's an interesting question. How long does it take to listen to an entire audio book on the average? I know it depends on how many pages it is, but on the average, what is that? What's the length usually?
It's about 7 to 9 hours. And yeah. The big announcement that we have today, Ron, is that we, Spotify, are giving our premium listeners 15 hours of audiobooks automatically included in their premium accounts. They don't have to do anything different. Mm-hmm. Just press play. So you can get about 2 audiobooks in per month already included in your premium account. Oh. This is for eligible accounts, and I'm talking about primary account holders within dual and family plan. Oh. And if you're a single premium user, that's all you. It's all there for you. You can listen to it next to your favorite albums and artists, playlists, and next to your podcast. And we're the only platform where you have audiobooks, music, and your podcast all sitting side by side.
Yeah, our show's on Spotify, and we love being involved. Let me ask you.
Yes, love having you.
Yeah, well, it takes a real talent to do an audio book, to actually produce one, the voice of one. I mean, that's kind of special because you have to engage the listener like big time, right?
That's exactly right. The thing with audiobooks that are really cool, it's a different way of experiencing the book. I mean, it's the author's words, but it's a different sound design, the soundscapes.
Yeah.
I was listening to Fat Joe's audiobook, his autobiography. He narrates it himself, but he has different like sound effects in the background that illuminate from an audio perspective of what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it just takes it to another level when you experience it that way, either from the author themselves, or if they do really cool casting with your favorite celebrities or just the top actors out there. So it's a really cool way to experience the book.
You know, one way to get seniors involved, or those that from the prior generation, this is a lot like radio plays. They used to listen to the radio like way back, and it's the same thing. Really, it's the same thing in a book version. But I mean, don't be scared of getting into this because you've already been into it, right?
That's exactly right. It's just like that. It's just like sitting back and listening to the story unfold. Either your personal stories, fiction. It's a really exciting way to listen.
Yeah. And again, it's not a new concept. This is what the radio days were before there was television, and in the early days of television as well, that people used to sit around and listen. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. How can we get more information about joining Spotify or this whole concept?
Just download the Spotify app if you don't have it already. Just go to the App Store, whether you are Android, whether you are iOS on Apple. Download Spotify, open the Spotify app, sign up for premium, and then across the top on the homepage in our home recommendations, just click on audiobooks. We have 200,000 audiobooks available as a part of the premium subscription plan. Wow. Or you can go to search, go to the audiobooks hub, and just pick and choose from your favorite authors. We can even recommend to you based on what you listen to from a music and podcast perspective. We can seed your recommendations based on that already, what we know you already like. But just do that, and it's right there for you. The holidays are rolling up, Ron. I recommend putting on your wish list or give to somebody the gift of audiobooks to premium. Just gift it to somebody.
Beautiful. He's Xavier X. Jernigan, and my friend, have a wonderful trip during the holidays there and enjoy the audiobooks. Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful. How do you do this? I hope it wasn't difficult to come here to listen to the show today. I'm going to make it easy for you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, and I'll be talking about different things other than what I talked about today, because otherwise that would be incredibly boring. So will you join me then? I want you to mark it on the calendar, or ask your Alexa to remind you to listen to the show tomorrow at some god-awful time of day. Will you do that? If you do, I'd appreciate it. If you're listening to this show on one of those podcast platform things, of which we are on every one, then like us, love us, touch us, follow us, subscribe to our magazine. I don't know. just do something. Email me and tell me you love me. If you're listening to us on a radio station, I don't know if you can really do anything about that. Just nothing, I guess. In the meantime, have yourself a wonderful day. Make it a wonderful day. It is Monday. Make it an exciting Monday. And I'll be back again tomorrow. Until that time arrives, I wish you peace.